humanity's 36mm exploit traced to a multi-sig on one laptop. A new post-mortem of the Humanity Protocol exploit points to a basic operational failure rather than a flaw in the smart contracts. According to a CoinDesk report published June 9, 2026, the keys controlling the project's multi-signature wallet all lived on a single laptop, and the attacker drained the wallet after that one machine was compromised. The figure cited in the post-mortem is roughly $36 million. Earlier reports of the incident put the loss closer to $19 million as the situation was still unfolding, and the H token fell about 80%. The gap reflects how on-chain losses get recounted as funds move and stolen assets are traced, so treat both numbers as estimates anchored to different moments rather than a contradiction. A multi-sig that was multi-sig in name only. The point of a multi-signature wallet is to require approvals from several independent keys before funds move. Two of three or three of five setups are common. The security only holds if those keys sit in different places, ideally on different hardware controlled by different people. An attacker then has to compromise multiple targets at once, which is far harder than breaking into one. In this case, per the CoinDesk account, that separation did not exist. The signing keys were all present on the same laptop. Once that device was breached, the attacker held every approval needed to authorize a withdrawal. The wallet was a multi-sig on paper and a single key in practice. This is the part security engineers will react to. It is not an exotic exploit chain or a zero-day in a signing library. It is the wallet equivalent of putting every lock's key under the same doormat. The protection cost nothing extra to do correctly, and skipping the separation erased the entire benefit. The same trap waits for individual self-custody users. The lesson scales down to ordinary holders. Anyone who manages their own keys for a self-custody wallet or card faces a smaller version of the same question. If one device is compromised, how much can move? A few habits reduce that exposure. Keep a meaningful balance behind a hardware signer that never touches a general-purpose computer. If you run a personal multi-sig, spread the signers across separate devices rather than generating them all on one phone or laptop. Treat the daily spend wallet, the one funding a card, as a small float, not a vault. The humanity failure is a reminder that the label on a wallet matters less than where the signing power physically sits. Custodial card users carry a related risk from the other direction. With a custodial provider, the operational security is the company's job, not yours. But you inherit their counterparty risk. If a custodian is breached or becomes insolvent, balances can be frozen or lost, as the FTX and Wirecard precedents showed. Self-custody removes that counterparty exposure, but hands you the OPSEC burden that humanity mishandled here. Neither model is free of risk, they just move it to different places. A recurring theme in 2026 incidents, the drain fits a pattern from this year's larger losses. Many of the biggest 2026 exploits did not break cryptography. They broke process, a leaked key, a spoofed signing interface, a deployment that skipped a review. The math underneath most chains has held up. The humans and machines around it are where the money leaks. For Humanity Protocol, the immediate damage is done, roughly $36 million gone, and a token that already cratered on the news. The harder work is rebuilding trust that signing keys are now stored and split the way a multi-sig is supposed to enforce. Until a project shows where its keys live and who can reach them, the word multi-sig should be read as a claim to verify, not a guarantee.